The controversy has been elevated to a new level as the argument is taken out of the halls of the University of Cape Town and onto the front page across the country. Lazuko Buku, the Secretary General for the South African Students Congress, calls it a victory, but he says that this is only the beginning of a greater national dialogue against arrogance.
The fact that the discussion has been elevated throughout the country is a victory to students, but we don't think that the discussion at FASCO should be centered only on statues. It should center on symbols and representations of white privilege and arrogance in South Africa. That is inclusive of the unfair nature of ownership in our economy.
Alana Bailey is the deputy CEO of AfriForum, a Pretoria-based non-governmental organization that protects the rights of Afrikaner minorities. She says the student concerns were legitimate, but then things spiraled out of control. Now protesters are attacking poets.
When the protest started, it was students at the University of Cape Town with really legitimate concerns, perhaps not addressing their concerns in a proper way by throwing around sewage, but, well, it was a student protest. But unfortunately, I think the whole debate has been hijacked by political parties now, and we see that right across South Africa, statues are being defaced, irrespective of which part of our heritage they represent, whether it's British Imperial or even a statue for horses during the Anglo-Boer War, and then also a statue of Paul Kruger in Rustenburg and also in Pretoria. And then even today, a statue erected by the Portuguese community in Durban for the poetry of Pessoa. So at this stage, it's really become a whole attack on heritage in total and Eurocentric heritage in total.
It even reached international levels as Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe, who remarked on the John Cecil Rhodes statue issue at a state press conference in South Africa. Rhodes is buried in Zimbabwe.
So, well, you may have this statue because that's where he began. But he came to us and wanted to be buried, and we have him down below. So we are looking after the corpse. You have the statue of him. I say to my people, let him down there.
But is part of the public statue discourse that there should be more black heroes prominently displayed in South Africa? Perhaps including Stephen Biko or Robert Sobukwe, who founded the Pan-Africanist Conference and eventually went to Robben Island prison for expressing his beliefs of a black South Africa.
Here we are trying to create a common identity and a common culture in South Africa. There are many white heroes and heroines who fought social justice and against oppression in this land. So we're saying such heroes should be publicly displayed. It is fine. There is no problem with that. But it is not proper to equate King Shaka and Robert Sobukwe or Steve Biko, Nelson Mandela, to people who enslaved people in this land and people who dispossessed land from our people. It is not a proper comparison.
Bailey disagrees. She says that the past needs to be recognized, both the positive and the negative.
South Africa is a country with a controversial past, but I think we should also recognize each other's different opinions about times, leaders, and heritage, and we should accommodate that and keep on discussing that as part of the never-ending story of history rather than simply rejecting certain figures and trying to wipe out their heritage, because no figure left negative or positive heritage or legacy. All of them have a part of controversy attached to them, and we should rather accept that and find a way to live beyond that.
For now, the battle continues. RFI tried to get a response from the ANC, the African National Congress, South Africa's ruling party, but received no response.